So getting back to the ECOG study, which is, you know, this is, there's already a colon study with adjuvant Bev that's actually completed accrual by the NSABP. And in breast cancer, that's also the same kind of strategy is about to be looked at. But in this ECOG study, what about the issue of selection of chemotherapy? We know ourselves from doing patterns of care study in the United States that at least at this moment, that the docs in practice still by far and away, carboplatin is by far and away the most common adjuvant therapy. Right now in your own practice outside of protocol setting, how are you approaching a selection of chemotherapy?
Well, I do use cisplatin-based therapy unless there's some contraindication to cisplatin. If a patient's got some modest renal insufficiency, I'll give them carboplatin. I agree with you. I think in general practice is to use carboplatin-based therapy. I personally think there's likely to be little difference. We actually had a clue into that from ASCO this year. There was a neoadjuvant trial from Europe presented by Milleron. It was an early analysis. No survival data was presented. But he did indicate that a regimen of carboplatin and paclitaxel resulted in the same degree of success as cisplatin and gemcitabine in terms of complete resection rate, response rate, percent necrosis, suggesting that that neoadjuvant regimen, a carboplatin-based regimen, may be just as good as a cisplatin. We don't have any survival data on that study at this point.
And what agent do you generally combine with a cis?
I generally use docetaxel, and the reason why I do that is because the majority of data that we have from the adjuvant setting uses cisplatin and vinorelbine. You want to use your best regimens in the metastatic setting in the adjuvant setting. That makes common sense. And there are multiple trials comparing cisplatin and docetaxel versus cisplatin and vinorelbine or single-agent docetaxel versus single-agent vinorelbine in which docetaxel is a more active and more effective agent. So that's the rationale behind why I use cisplatin and docetaxel.